Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Well, there are some interesting proposals to redesign Michigan Avenue. And Alicia Berg is, she was a city planning chief under former Mayor Richard M. Daley, and she is currently assistant vice president at the University of Chicago. Alicia, good morning. I'm very interested in this plan that I read about. What is the basic idea here? What does North Michigan Avenue really need?
Well, thank you for having us on this morning. I'm doing this in with the Urban Land Institute, which convened about 11 of us for an intensive two-day panel to really look at the future of North Michigan Avenue. It's a great street. It's one of the greatest mixed-use streets in the country, but it's definitely experiencing some hard times due to the changing retail nature and then also some of the, unrest and crime situation that's going on there. So we were brought in by the Magnificent Mile Association and the current Department of Planning and Development to really take a fresh look at the street, to see how it can be reimagined, to build on its great strengths and take it into the future.
David Roeder reported on this in the Sun-Times, and he wrote about some of the ideas, Parisian-style cafes, more unique shops, a pedestrian bridge to the Oak Street Beach, better connections to Navy Pier. And is the idea here to make it more like maybe some of the wonderful shopping areas in European capitals?
Well, I think it's to make it uniquely Chicago and to really just make it a more Magnificent Mile than it already is, really. When you look at the street, one of the things looking at it from a fresh perspective was we realized there really weren't places to linger on the street. You know, essentially the sidewalks have been sort of a shopping superhighway, and really to make it be a place where people want to linger and spend time on, the idea of opening up the base of the buildings and having, places to eat and people watch would be a great addition to the street. But what's also interesting is how it connects the river all the way up to the lake at Oak Street. And, the center of gravity of Michigan Avenue has really been moving south. Now really the strongest part of the street is near the river. And that's because of the reimagining that's happened with the Riverwalk being a huge attraction, along with things like, Apple Store moving down there as well. So the idea for a pedestrian bridge at the north end was really how do you capture and bring the energy that is now concentrated at the south end all the way back up to the north end? Well, you do that by making a great connection from the north end over to Oak Street Beach, which is one of the most visited beaches, on the whole lakefront. And, we don't want to wait until that's, funded and completed later. We want to start right now with like an international design competition where you could really start to create a lot of energy and excitement for the street right away with just getting great ideas. And that could help drive support to get those kinds of projects moving forward. The other thing that I thought was really interesting was a connection to Navy Pier. If you go out there right now, there's a sign around Illinois Street at Upper Michigan Avenue that it says walk down this way. And tourists are expected to walk down to Lower Wacker Drive and then connect over to Navy Pier. That's a real missed opportunity. So what we came up with was an idea where you could do like a cantilevered plaza out over Illinois Street. You can see at the end of that the Ferris wheel that's out at Navy Pier. So rather than having to direct tourists, they could direct themselves, like with a cantilevered plaza that then had a nice staircase out to the street you know, ideas like that. Like, mm-hmm. how do you build on what's already there and make it easier to use?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. As you said, that walking path to Navy Pier makes no sense. How do you pay for all this? We're reporting today about the commercial property tax increase that was okayed in the city council to fund Magnificent Mile security improvements. But how do you pay for what you're talking about?
Well, I think you have to start with, you have to start with like the ideas of how do you start to develop just the ideas. So you can use the Federal Recovery Act dollars for marketing dollars. You can to start to bring people back. Small ideas, like one of the things that the street doesn't have right now is great data and information. Like when we were looking for pedestrian counts, there wasn't even any of that kind of information. So if you could actually build an app that could then assemble a lot of information about how many people are coming down there and how they're spending their money when they are down on the street, just like Amazon can do with all of us by, you know, how we buy online, that starts to add an income stream. And you just continue to build different sorts of income streams. I mean, you know, it'll take, a decent amount of investment to make some of those bigger investments. But I think you start small and then you figure out how to build it. Mm-hmm. The special service area with the security enhancement dollars, that would be coming through the special service area. But the bigger idea is to create a business improvement district for Michigan Avenue. We don't have those in the city of Chicago. And instead of it being sort of a city-driven process, a business improvement district is driven by the businesses, as is kind of self-evident in the name. And then they can figure out how they want to charge their members through the property tax system, so it's not just voluntary. But it's all supported by the business improvement, the businesses, then they can start to contribute. And then maybe there's a public-private partnership that grows out of it for mm-hmm. these big ideas.
Real estate people say there may be more exits from Michigan Avenue, and it may get a little worse before it gets better. More stores may leave. But maybe some of that space could be used, and this wouldn't take a lot of money, and you mentioned it, for cafes or some sort of mini plazas where people could have a coffee, linger, and spend more time on the avenue. To me, that would be number one. And traveling to other cities in the country and out of the country, that's a prime attraction of shopping districts.
Right. And then the more people that you have on the street, the more they're going to spend, and the longer they spend time there. So, there's a lot of different things that can happen. You know, I think that the street is showing its resilience with its sort of temporary activations that are happening there. So, for example, I'm super excited to go this weekend to the Randolph Street Market that is going to be at Pearson, just south of H&M, across from the Dr. Seussical temporary mm-hmm. installation. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be creative about, and the Magnificent Mile Association's been doing a great job, and then the partnership with World Business Chicago that is bringing the Museum of Ice Cream. So we have to look at different ways of occupying the space and activating mm-hmm. Michigan Avenue yep. As we continue to go through the throes of the changes that it's experiencing.
Right, and hopefully get by this crime wave. That's another topic. Alicia Berg, University of Chicago, interesting stuff. Keep us posted, Alicia. Thanks for the time this morning.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
News in 2 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next.